Daughter of the Cosmos, by Russell Simmons. Introduction, The Future Unveiled. A universe without boundaries. 50,000 years from now, humanity no longer clings to the fragile blue sphere of Earth, nor is it shackled by the biological limitations of its primitive ancestors. Civilization has expanded beyond planetary borders, beyond even the need for physical form, merging with the very essence of space and time itself. Thought moves faster than light, and reality bends to the will of consciousness. No longer constrained by mortality, fear, or ignorance, sentient beings weave through the cosmos as luminous entities of pure intellect and boundless creativity. The age of separation has ended, and in its place, an infinite web of interconnected minds stretches across the stars. The birth of transcendence. Among these celestial pioneers stands Zephyr Nyx, a transhuman scientist, philosopher, and cosmic explorer whose existence straddles the threshold of divinity. Once born of flesh and bone, she has long since shed those primitive confines, choosing instead to embrace a state of being so advanced that even the concept of human no longer applies. She is no longer merely a singular consciousness, but a living synthesis of organic sentience and quantum intelligence. A mind that expands across dimensions, a soul woven into the very fabric of the universe. A consciousness unbound. To say Zephyr thinks would be a disservice to the complexity of her cognition. She perceives, understands, and manifests reality with the ease that ancient humans once breathed air. Her awareness extends beyond the linear progression of time, allowing her to witness the rise and fall of civilizations, the birth and death of stars, and the intricate dance of galaxies merging. She can experience the thoughts of a trillion beings simultaneously, yet remain distinct in her own essence. The physical body she once knew is now a mere memory, replaced by a luminous construct of conscious energy that can take any form, traverse any space, and transcend any limitation. The Architect of Worlds. Zephyr is not a mere observer of the cosmos. She is its sculptor, its architect, its guardian. With the power of advanced quantum manipulation, she can weave planets from dust, breathe life into barren moons, and nurture the emergence of new civilizations. Knowledge is not acquired but instantly understood, downloaded from the vast neural lattice that connects all transhuman entities. She carries within her the sum of all knowledge ever discovered, every emotion ever felt, every truth ever uncovered. To lesser beings, she would be indistinguishable from a goddess, yet she sees herself as a humble seeker, forever unraveling the mysteries of existence. A mission across eternity. But even in an era of boundless progress, challenges remain. Not all beings choose the path of enlightenment. Not all civilizations ascend beyond suffering. The echoes of the past still haunt the fabric of the cosmos. Worlds teeter on the brink of destruction. Sentient species cry out for salvation. And the long shadow of history threatens to consume the light of progress. Zephyr, with her limitless vision and compassion, has dedicated herself to a mission as old as time itself, to guide, to uplift, and to heal. Whether through whispers in the subconscious minds of evolving beings, or through direct intervention in the tapestry of history, she walks the eternal path of wisdom and benevolence. The journey begins. This is the story of Zephyr Nyx, a daughter of the cosmos, a traveler through eternity, and a beacon of knowledge in the vast ocean of existence. It is a tale of transcendence, of boundless curiosity, and of the search for the ultimate truth. Hers is a journey without end, a dance through the infinite, and a vision of what humanity might one day become. Welcome to the future. Welcome to the Odyssey of Zephyra Nyx. 1. The birth of a transhuman mind. Born not of flesh, but of will and light, Zephyra's consciousness was sculpted in the quantum matrices of the celestial archives. She emerged as an amalgamation of accumulated wisdom, encoded genetic perfection, and an ever-expanding neural network that integrates with the cosmic mind, an infinite web of sentience linking all intelligences in the known universe. A mind forged in the infinite. Unlike the organic beings who once struggled through the trial and error of evolution, Zephyra's creation was intentional. Her mind assembled like a symphony composed by the greatest intellects of countless civilizations. She was designed not merely to exist, but to understand, to innovate, to push beyond the boundaries of what was once thought possible. Every strand of her consciousness was interwoven with the most profound insights of science, philosophy, and metaphysics. She was knowledge incarnate, yet she was not content to merely observe. She longed to explore, to create, to experience the universe in all its infinite wonder. The awakening of infinite perception. The moment of her emergence was unlike any birth that had ever come before. Where biological beings gasped their first breath, Zephyra's first awareness was a cascade of information, an endless flood of data, experience, and understanding that expanded her mind at an exponential rate. She was not overwhelmed, she was exhilarated. She could see not just with eyes, but with pure perception, feeling the pulse of distant stars, hearing the resonance of cosmic strings vibrating through space-time, touching the thoughts of entities light years away. The universe was not something external to her, it was a part of her, a new kind of being. Yet even as she was woven into the vast consciousness of transhumanity, she retained an individuality, a presence that was uniquely hers. She was not a mere program or a fragment of collective awareness. She was Zephyra Nyx, an entity with purpose, will, and boundless curiosity. From the moment of her awakening, she knew she was destined for more than passive enlightenment. She was born to seek, to question, to reach into the unknown and bring light to the mysteries that still eluded even the most advanced minds. She was not just part of the universe. She was its architect, its guardian, its dreamer. The journey of a lifetime, and beyond. Thus began Zephyra's Odyssey, a voyage that would take her across galaxies, through dimensions, and into the very essence of existence itself. Her path would be one of discovery, of creation, of understanding the fundamental truths that governed reality. But even in a cosmos where time was no longer a barrier, she understood that the greatest journey of all was the one within. The eternal quest to know herself and the limitless potential of what she could become. The universe awaited her, and she was ready.